She's a wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
May be seated in God's house today. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, as well as Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, those that have been with us know that we have been ministering from a series concerning what is your vision for 2017. And I believe the Lord has had me to take a shift and go for this third message entitled, Stay With the Vision. Stay with the vision. It's important to know the vision, but once you know it, how many of you have to stay with it? In Proverbs 29, verse 18, reading from the King James Version, it reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have a vision? Respond back and say, I got one, I got one, I got one. Amen. I have vision. Amen. The definition for the word vision is a mental image produced by the imagination. A mental image produced by the imagination. It's very similar to where the scripture tells us that we live by faith or walk by faith and not by sight. How many know you cannot see faith? You can see the results of faith, but you cannot see faith itself. But when you're able to live by faith, you're able to live outside of the seen realm. Vision is very similar. You're able to live by what you see in your mind's eye, your imagination, or your heart versus what you can literally see with your natural eye. Tell somebody, I have a mental image of where I'm going and what God has called me to do. So we see there in Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, people perish. That's how we get sidetracked. That's how we do different things contrary to what God has called us to do because we've moved away from vision. How many know everybody has a vision? God has given each one of us a vision just in causing us to be born. There is a destiny. There's a vision. There's a purpose for our lives. And if we stay with the vision, if we stay with the plan that God has given us, amen, we begin to see the success God has for us. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am successful because God lives in me. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, we find the writer Paul is saying here, reading from the King James Version, verse number 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing, won't you look at your neighbor and say one thing. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. How many know you cannot press towards what's before you if you're still focused on what's behind you? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the past is the past, but I am moving forward. Yeah, that may be a struggle in the past. There may be some things that happened in the past, but your past don't have to hold you. Amen. Paul said, I have such a strong vision that I'm focused on this one thing. Amen. This one thing that I do, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. How many know your past can hold you hostage if you're not careful? We can get so caught up in what happened last month and last year and the last 5, 10, 20 years, what happened to where we cannot move forward. Tell somebody, I am moving forward. Amen. Yeah, my past is not going to hold me. You have to understand that Paul did some things he wasn't proud of. Amen. Paul was the one that persecuted the church. Paul was the one that got the letters, amen, from the Jerusalem Council. And they begin to go out and the Pharisees, rather, and persecute Christians, put them in jail. All these things Paul did. But Paul says, all that, I'm putting that behind me. Everything that came against me negative in 2016, amen, I'm putting that behind me. 2015, 14, 12, 13, regardless of the year, I am pressing forward towards the vision God has given me. How many got vision in the house this morning? If you have vision, vision will get you out of the bed. If you have vision, vision will keep you positive. If you have vision, no matter what the devil does or what, no matter what you see in this world, you'll stay focused on the goal. Paul said this, one thing that I do. See, it's good to get one thing on your mind. Amen. Sometimes we get too many things going on and it begins to distract us and hinder us. But if you decide you're going to do one thing, I'm going to stay saved. Amen. You're going to do one thing. I'm going to be in the house of God. You're going to do one thing. I'm going to make it to prayer. You're going to do one thing. I'm going to save my money. You're going to do one thing. I'm going to lose weight this year. We're going to do one thing. I'm going to love my family this year. This one thing that I do. All you need to do is focus on one thing. Amen. See, Satan doesn't necessarily have to kill, steal, or destroy us in a lot of different areas. All he needs to do is get us distracted from the one thing God has set us to do. Because once you're distracted, you won't complete the goal. But Paul had the revelation that this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I like this in verse 14. He says, I press. Sometimes you got to press. Amen. It might be hard to lose 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, five, but baby, you need to press. It may be hard to not go to Walmart and buy those cookies and donuts, but baby, you need to press. Amen. It might be hard to drink water when you want to drink Coca-Cola and you seeing the results. Baby, you need to press. It might be hard to go and save $5, $10, $100, $1,000, but you can't just throw all your money away. You got to discipline yourself and say, I'm going to press. Amen. Somebody say, I don't feel like going to church this morning. The devil is a lie. You got that. Have it. Amen, somebody. If he allowed you to wake up this morning, you got enough strength to get up and come to the house of God and give him praise. This one thing that I do, I stay focused on the one thing. Amen. Whenever you see somebody that's successful, I want you to know they probably found one thing. Amen. If you got an NBA player, they found one thing. You got an NFL star, they found one thing. You got somebody that's an actor, a musician, typically they found one thing and they focused on that thing till they became successful. The question is this morning, what's the one thing that you're pressing towards this year concerning your vision? Let us therefore, verse 15, as many as be perfect or mature, be thus minded. Tell them, you got to have that mind. Yeah, and if anything, ye be otherwise minded. See, that's the enemy right there of success, being otherwise minded. Amen. Getting taken off the goal, being strayed away by the things that the enemy would try to throw at us through situations. God shall reveal even this unto you. A minister, even in that level of passion, if you will, these four principles. But I want to go back to the principles that you may be able to write them down if you have not done that over these last three sessions that we've been teaching. Number one, we need a vision for spiritual development. Because if our spiritual goals are not in line, the rest of our goals really are meaningless. Let me give you a point. If your spiritual life is in order, everything else has the potential to be in order. Notice that I didn't say it would be, but it has the potential because there still has to be action even with a vision. You can't just have a vision and expect the vision to take care of itself. If your spiritual life is in order, everything else has the potential to be in order. Salvation, church attendance, Bible meditation, prayer life. In other words, if I'm in alignment with God, God will cause by his word and through my communion with him, everything else.